We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
FM News Talk 97.1.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what you're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
For goodness sake, Kith, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
So I think Bernie's going to lose with his ideology, which he's started to sell. I think he's crazy to do it. Nobody wants to hear that old stuff. And I used to go to anti-war rallies, and these old characters would show up with their card tables and their brochures, all the old left parties. Nobody wants that. They want a partisan victory for the Democrats, and they want a president they're proud of. They don't want a radical left, I don't think.
Listening to that clip before the show started to just get prepared, and I got to be honest, I was only half listening.
Because it's Chris Matthews.
Yeah, I was like, okay, what's he going to give me? And then at the end, I thought, wait, and because Tony was in here too. I was like, did he just make a good point?
Missed it.
Bernie's ideology is a little bit too what? Socialist for this country to embrace? Yeah, I would say so. That's why Joe Biden, to me, is the only viable candidate that is running at this point in time, other than possibly Pete Buttigieg. But I don't know that a mayor of South Bend is going to translate to becoming the president of the United States, maybe.
Boot edge.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure.
Boot edge. We got boot edge.
We got a couple of people holding on the line here. Tony, tell us again about this massive leap that New York has taken when it comes to the right to a driver's license.
Yes, the New York Senate passed what they call the Green Light Bill, which is designed to give undocumented immigrants the right to a driver's license. The assembly passed the bill last week, which had the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo. Cuomo signed the bill into law this morning or late last night, making New York the 13th state in the U.S. to allow people without legal immigration status to obtain a driver's license. How about you?
He's a giver.
He is.
Of things that he doesn't have to give.
Proponents
but, you know,
say that this will boost the economy, lower the number of uninsured people, and improve safety on the road.
Mm.
That's why they're doing it.
Mm. Okay. All right. This is what you get in New York and Illinois. 314-241-9797. If you would like to join the show, 314-241-9797. Gene, thanks for calling the show. Hey, Gene, you there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
Well, I had a little story about that very subject that you just talked about with the illegals driving.
Okay.
One of our semis is in March, was on 170, a couple pieces of steel, six or eight pieces came off. None of it hit any vehicle directly. They landed on the road. This lady swerved to miss one of the pieces, ran her car into the center median wall, scraped it. Car was drivable. So she pulled over on the side. When the police got there, they called the ambulance to check her out. She's 45 years old, pregnant, which is a high-risk pregnancy. Had never been to the doctor before, not even when she got pregnant. She's illegal from Mexico. No driver's license, of course, no insurance. Shouldn't have been here to begin with. So what do? They throw her in the ambulance, take her to the hospital, which is fine. Get her checked out, make sure her and the baby are okay. They were fine. No injuries. I think she had a bruise on her elbow. She spent 4 days in the hospital. They ran all kinds of tests on her, scans, kept her there to watch her, make sure everything's okay. She comes back once to twice a month. So far, the bill has run up over $350,000 on this lady that his insurance company is paying because they're afraid if they don't and something happens, they're going to get sued and it'll cost them even more money. So he's stuck in the middle of that. So what do? Pay $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 out of your pocket to fight your insurance company so they won't pay for this illegal lady who should not have been here to begin with?
Man, that sounds like a really terrible situation. Gene, thank you for sharing that story. I mean, we hear a lot of stories about when an immigrant who is here illegally gets into a car accident, maybe there's a DUI involved or something like that, and it just complicates everything even more. What do you think about that idea that, you know, anything that happens after they're here illegally, when the situation could have been the same if it was a different person that was a citizen of the United States, you know, how does that idea that they just shouldn't be here in the first place factor into most of Americans' way of addressing the illegal immigration problem as a whole? Because, you know, it sounds like that situation is extremely complicated. And if she weren't here in the first place, that person wouldn't have to be dealing with that, for sure. But what are we supposed to do now that they are here? The president has made an announcement saying that ICE is going to be, the phrase I hear is rounding up people starting next week. And then I think it was what I saw on CNN. They said that was news to DHS. This is a good example of why tonight's rally in Orlando, it's probably going to be must-see television. I would assume that if you are interested in this campaign going forward, you're probably going to want to listen to what President Trump has to say tonight.
He is going to be revved up.
The swarms of people there. Is that all of the Trump supporters? No, because I'm not there. And if you're listening to the station right now in your car, driving from point A to point B, or sitting at your desk, or, you know, cleaning your home, and you're a Trump supporter, you're not there. I just don't understand how we can see what we're seeing at these rallies on a very consistent basis. There has not been a blip where he has gone somewhere and the droves don't show up.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the one in Granite City.
Oh, yeah.
And I talked to, you know, he's standing in front of these big steel reams. I don't know what they were. It was steel. And he's speaking in a steel mill to union workers who, on paper, are not supposed to support the Republican president or the candidate on the Republican side of the ticket for president. And I talked to the steelworker after steelworker after steelworker. Hi, I'm Annie Fry from the Annie Fry Show, 97.1. You know, I would say half of them love the station, half of them maybe didn't know of the station. And I'd say, you know, especially if they knew of the station and knew me, I would say, do you support the president here? Oh, man, I love this president. This president has put me back to work. This president has helped me provide for my family. Like, over and over and over again. And I would say, would you be willing to be in a video with me to talk about that? No, ma'am.
Nope.
No, ma'am. Not interested at all. I don't know all the various reasons why all of those individual people didn't want to be on record supporting the president, but they love Donald Trump and they don't want to be on camera saying it. It's kind of an interesting
situation. They're scared. It's crazy
and
to think
scared
that.
Of what? Scared of repercussions in their professional lives, scared of losing family and friends, scared of what?
I think a lot of people are scared too that their reasoning of why they voted for Donald Trump will not be heard. That once they say they voted for Donald Trump, the other side might come and they might not let that Trump supporter express why they voted the way they voted.
Yeah. I think whenever you hear about these polls, you need to think about how frequently you're asked about what you think, who you know who's been asked what they think, and how many people do you know, yourself included, who don't want to shout from the mountaintops that you love President Donald Trump. I know that I've paid consequences by what I do here. I support the president. I don't love everything he's done. If you listen to the podcast, available on iTunes, radio.com, anywhere you get your podcast. You'll hear me say that he's massively egotistical earlier in the show today. Hard to argue that. I'm not even saying it as a knock. It's just a fact. He's got a big ego. But you don't have to support every single thing that an individual says or does to know that he's the best choice going forward for this country. I think we bind ourselves up too tight as Republicans, as conservatives, as people who are pro-Trump. We get so uptight about anybody saying anything bad about this president because you can turn on the news and depending on the channel you tune in, it's nonstop bad things about the president. So if you hear it anywhere, you get to the point where you are acclimated to just be averse to anything that is like that, where I feel like I can criticize the president on any specific thing that comes up that I feel like he should be criticized on, which is not really a lot. It's much more style than it is substance that I would criticize. But my criticism of him doesn't mean in any way, shape, or form that I'm going to support him less when the alternative choice is Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton or Joe Biden. Donald Trump has done amazing things for this country, and he's a flawed human being. He's not perfect. Obama wasn't perfect. Just listen to the people who voted for Obama and don't feel like they got what they wanted out of that president. There's so much that we have gotten from Donald Trump. And to suggest that he has flaws is to suggest that he's human. That's not news for anybody. Kathy, thanks for calling the show.
Yes. I'm a retired driver examiner from the Highway Patrol in the state of Missouri. And what concerns me about this, and it always has, was that they're going to now give illegal immigrants a driver's license. Before, the identification we had to take for an asylee was nothing larger than a 4x4 card that was filled out by the person that does not have a photograph on it. All they have to do is hand that to somebody else. You can be whoever you want. If they don't know their birth date, they just know they were born in September, they're assigned the last day of that month, that's their birthday. So now if you go to another state that allows you to get driver's licenses with these asylees, you can give them another date. All of this is a little filled out 4x4 card. So what kind of identification are these people who are coming in illegally going to show to get a driver's license? Because here we have to show, these kids have to show birth certificate, social security card, and proof of residence. And we have a lot of military people who get upset with us because we won't take a military ID. And they say, why won't you? And say, because you do not have to be a citizen to have a military ID.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, I think...
So it's a little frightening.
Yeah, the system doesn't seem as though it's being utilized equitably. It seems as though it's been being utilized politically.
Yes, I mean once you get a driver's license, you can get anything.
Yeah, Kathy, thank you.
You get credit cards.
Yeah, I appreciate that insight, and especially from your professional life. Thanks for calling us, Kathy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, have a good day.
Yep, you as well. Thanks for listening. The driver's license is, I suppose, a gateway for a lot of things. And if you I don't know what the solution is because I feel like the solution has to start before they get here. Which is going back to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's ridiculous statement.
The United States is running concentration camps on our southern border. And that is exactly what they are. They are concentration camps.
Only thing Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is concerned about there is drumming up emotional support from people who are already very, very ingrained in her side on this issue. If you want to keep people from having to suffer the accommodations that we are providing when they illegally enter our country, stop them from illegally entering our country. AOC, you're a legislator. You've got some power behind that position. Use it. Instead of trying to use terms like concentration camps in ways that they are completely not applicable. To Tony's point from earlier, how did people get into concentration camps? Did they trek across countries to try to admit themselves? Because that's not the history that I know. And if AOC wants to pretend as though it happened in a different way, somebody, quick, give her a history book. Give her a precursor on what took place under Nazi Germany. and how those people were put in the position to be in those camps and what happened to them after they were taken there. The ignorance, I fear, is contagious with this one. We need to make sure we call it out every opportunity we get. 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. More phone calls when we come back. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a second.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, there were some bills, I have to say, that got some support with a few Republicans, but not in the way that you are talking about. I think that people are crying out for change. They want to see a different Washington. I'm not a Pollyanna about Mitch McConnell. I've worked with him now for over a decade. But I know that there are Republicans that want to move, say, on immigration reform. They do. They just can't deal with Donald Trump.
Senator Klobuchar talking about how people are crying out for change in Washington. I see them crying in the streets. It's the weirdest thing to see those memes and stuff from the people who are in GIFs who were like yelling at the sky. I don't even remember what the actual event was, but they had that like day of rage or something where they go out and there's that one woman with glasses and a like a snow cap or something. She's letting it all out.
I remember that too. And I thought it was a joke at first.
It is.
And then it was an actual day.
It's a joke that person is not in on. It's weird. Is there any parallel to the right side, the pro-Trump side of the aisle, the anti-Obama side of the aisle? Any parallel to what we've seen in that regard, hating this president? The protests on the left are just a lot different than the protests on the right.
Yes. Yes, they are.
Screaming at the sky, falling to your knees. I mean, I don't know. I just don't even, really see a lot of protests from the right. So you have a pro-life rally. They line the streets, maybe hold hands, they hold signs, and they stay quiet. Am I missing something? Is there a big story that I'm missing? Someone's going to go, obviously, Annie, what about blah, blah, blah? And I'll be like, oh, you're right. That was out of control. What story is that?
I think that what they like to use is the instance of those college kids holding up the torches and calling themselves the alt-right. I think that people on the left would equate that.
White supremacy?
Yes.
Yeah. Like Charlottesville.
Yeah.
That's what they would say. That's what people on the left would identify.
What percentage of Trump supporters really support what was taking place in Charlottesville?
White supremacy?
Yeah, because that's what it is.
Many. Yeah.
Not many.
No.
And I can think of multiple instances where people who are actively involved in the KKK were very Democrat, like super Democrat, like served in the Senate Democrats. Aren't they wizards or something?
Grand
Wizard?
Grand Wizard.
Yeah.
Bird?
Yeah.
Advisor to Hillary
Senator
Clinton?
Senator Bird.
Yeah. I mean, it's really ridiculous. Can we talk a little bit about next week?
Yeah, we can.
Look at your big smile.
I'm excited.
They're letting us go to New York City.
Yes.
What are we going to do in New York City?
Well, first, we're going to go grab that award that you won. That's the first thing that we're going to do on the list.
Swing by there.
Yes.
And then we're going to try pizza.
Congratulations again, because you won that award, and we're going to get it.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. We're going to a luncheon, and that's really fun. I think we're going to have a bodyguard there.
Mm-hmm. My husband.
Tyrus. Annie's husband. And Tyrus.
We're going to meet Tyrus, yeah.
So we are going to be broadcasting from Fox News Studio next Thursday.
The mothership.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, we're going to do Thursday's show from Fox News. And you've been getting some emails and contacts about people who are going to join us.
Yes. We are going to have Brian Kilmeade on with us to start off the show.
In studio.
Yes. That's awesome. We're going to have Tyrus, who will probably end the show with us. And then somewhere in between that time, we are also booked Judge Napolitano. And I know I'm a little bit intimidated to meet him.
It's different to see him in person. it's going to be very different to interview. I mean, pretty much. Okay, so first of all, I'm new at this. If you can't tell, this is not something that I've been doing for my whole life. First of all, I'm 35. I've been in radio for 13 years now. So that's a long time to be in radio.
Mm-hmm.
I've only spent those 13 years at two different stations. The first one was a sports talk station on the AM side in St. Louis. So I did 3 years. I did 3 years of time in sports talk radio.
I did my time.
And then I came to 97.1 in 2009, and I worked in the support staff in the back when I did all the digital stuff. So I've been with 97.1 for 10 years, over 10 years now. And I've been doing this on a daily basis for about, I don't know, 15 months. So when I have any of these guests on, Judge Napolitano or Tyrus every week, or a couple times we've had Brian Kilmeade on the show,
mm-hmm.
I have my questions. I have them either listed out or some scribbled scratch notes that I about a specific subject. You go with the conversation, you go with the flow. You push a button, they're there. You push a button, they're gone. Judge Napolitano in the studio with me.
This is different.
How are you going to handle this? Are you nervous?
See, the good thing about it is I just have to shake his hand and I can just shut up and watch.
What if I go down? What if I'm
no,
out?
You will not. None of those things over. Are happening.
Tony, will you? Nothing you'll like be in studio happening. On Thursday, right?
Mm-hmm.
That'll be fun. I don't know how that works.
That's another thing that's going to happen. We've done one live broadcast. Well, we've done one remote broadcast, mm-hmm. I should say, and be more specific. Whenever we did the Cardinals opener. But this is only going to be the second time, and now there's a lot of technicalities that happen behind the scenes for us to hook up and be on the airwaves.
It's either going to be an amazing show from the Fox News, or it's going to be a train wreck that you are not going to want to miss. Tony's going to have a front row seat.
Yep.
We're going to turn the webcam on in here. It's
It's going to be a boring
all the time.
Webcam.
Tony reading the news.
There's Tony looking at the news. There's Tony writing some news.
Swing back
and
forth. I'm excited about it.
Oh, look, Tony's doing the news.
At Annie Fry Show on Twitter, if you have suggestions about must-dos in New York City, we're going to be there from Tuesday through Friday. And Katie and I have never been. My husband's never been. So
it's going to be an adventure.
We are in over our heads, and we're just going to absorb every minute of it.
I hear that we should not bring cute shoes to wear because of all of the walking. We should be bringing tennis shoes.
Oh yeah,
to wear. Yes, because there is a lot of walking.
So do people dress nicely but just wear comfortable shoes?
That's what I hear. And then they bring their cute shoes to the office, like in some kind of book bag or bag, and then they switch over to their nice shoes. I know too much about shoes.
No, I was just thinking about somebody.
I guess
that
I'll
used to do that at her other station. On a regular basis, would go for walks downtown and would kind of like Mr. Rogers' shoes every day for lunch.
Yep.
There's a lot of walking in New York.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot.
Our hotel is downtown, so we're in like Midtown Manhattan.
It literally is faster most of the time, unless you're going a very long distance. It's much faster to walk than it is to drive.
If I brush shoulders with or accidentally bump into somebody on the streets, what is my next move?
Nothing. Just keep going. That's what they'll do too.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's not going to get you any.
Midwesterner.
Yeah. Because they're not going to apologize.
Does that mean I shouldn't?
I mean, you're just wasting your breath if you do.
Save your energy. We're going to be walking.
You can. But they, you know, they don't, they're not, it's not rude like people think it is.
It just happens.
It's just
part of the deal.
Right. It's just crowded and people are moving and they're moving quickly.
Man.
And they have a purpose. And
unlike here, where we have no purpose.
And they're just focused on what they're doing. And people bump into each other all the time. And nobody takes it personally.
So it's easier to walk than it is to take an Uber or anything like that.
Unless you're going a really long way, yeah. Because the traffic is so bad that it takes forever to get the car to you, and then it takes forever for the car to get to wherever it's going.
That's good advice.
You can walk a lot faster.
Tweet at Annie Fry Show and at KFitz971 and give us advice. New York City advice to two very impossibly Midwestern girls.
New York, concrete jungle.
Okay, one of us is impossibly Midwestern. The other one has a fighting chance, and it ain't me.
Shine, baby. I'm not going to. I'm going to be scared. Let's be honest.
Are you intimidated?
Just about the whole thing. I know once we get there and we get settled in, it'll be fine. But I'm just praying.
Can we see if we can turn you into a street entertainer?
Oh my gosh. That's just what they're missing.
If Katie were going to be a street entertainer in New York City, what would her act be? What would your act be? How many times can you sing Black Velvet?
I'm only going to sing it if Tony's there.
Tony, how does Katie sing Black Velvet? Do you remember?
Maybe you could get the Naked Cowboy to play the guitar to it as you sang. That's a thing. The Naked Cowboy is a street performer in Times Square.
Let's call him up. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Marilyn says we need to do the Cash Cab. Is that something you can do or is that luck of the draw? Can you imagine if we got on Cash Cab while we're in New York City? Man, that would be great. How do we arrange that?
Oh, man, I would not do well in the Cash Cab.
Why?
It would be up to you and Jared. Trivia that quickly ain't happening for this chica. I'm sitting in the back chilling.
Aren't there supposed to be like cool lights and stuff in the Cash Cab? Like it's like a party on wheels? And you answer trivia and everyone you answer correctly, you get some money for and... If you answer three wrong, you have to get out of the
Bye.
Car. We'll be like, Katie, just don't talk.
I'm like,
See how much you can sweet talk him, and we'll try to, pretty much Jared will have to do the trivia.
Yes.
All right, 314-241-9797. That show live from New York City, from Fox News. We will be doing that show right here on 97.1, so you'll listen to the show just like you always do, but it will be next Thursday. Not this Thursday, but the next Thursday. And Katie and I are in over our heads, but you'll never know it until you do, which is another wonderful reason to be listening next Thursday. I'm super excited, a little intimidated, but I'm just not going to allow myself to realize how intimidated I am until we get back home. And then I'll be like, oh my gosh, we just did that, right? 314-241-9797. More phone calls when we get back. Don't go anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We've got messages coming in right now, encouraging us in New York City, Katie, as we venture to the big, big city next week. And we'll be broadcasting live from Fox News headquarters on Thursday. It's like the 27th, maybe?
Yes, it is.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have some in-studio guests who are way more prominent people than we are. We're going to be like, hi, we're from St. Louis.
Hi. Hi, Judge Bonanno.
Where'd you go to high school?
Brian Kilmeade?
That sounds fancy. So that happens 1 week from this Thursday, and we're really excited about it. And I can't tell you how much if you want to follow our journey in New York City, there will be social media happening.
Yes.
There will be Facebook Lives happening, and I don't know what they will be because we don't know what we're doing, but... Facebook.com/AnnieFryShow is a great place to connect with us. Also, at Annie Fry Show on Twitter, at KFitz971 on Twitter. And you can follow Tony Colombo at TonyColombo971 as he holds down the fort. Is that Tony Colombo, right?
Mm-hmm. That's me. I'm Tony Colombo.
Real quick here before I take some of these phone calls. The rally is happening tonight in Orlando, and they're talking about massive... crowd showing up there. Do you have some of the information behind what's going down in Orlando at this Trump rally tonight?
Yeah, a big party. That's what's going down. Hey. There has been people there as early as 40 hours in advance to secure a spot in the arena. There is, I think it seats 25,000. They are expecting a full house and then some. They
said they had 100,000 requests for tickets.
That's incredible. It doesn't surprise me, but that is incredible. president tweeted out, thousands of people are already lined up in Orlando. Some 2 days, he tweeted this out like 2 days ago. Thousands of people are already lined up in Orlando some 2 days before tomorrow night's big rally. Large screens and food trucks will be there for those that can't get into the 25,000 capacity arena. It will be very exciting. Make America great again. So we are looking forward to probably a little bit more than the average Trump rally that we've grown accustomed to seeing over the last couple of years. But this one being the official kickoff of the 2020 campaign, I'm sure there'll be more eyes on this one than normal. And we'll see if the president makes any big announcements.
7 p.m. tonight. We'll be excited to be recapping that tomorrow.
Paris Denard said earlier to you on this show that the president likes surprises. That he likes to, you know, spring information on people at these type of events. So he didn't say that he had any. Paris said earlier today that he didn't have any information, but he said he wouldn't be surprised if we don't learn something from the president today.
You know what Trump will be in tonight?
Rally mode.
He will totally be in
rally
mode.
I haven't been able to play that in a long time. That makes me laugh. The funny thing about this is that this is a guy who voices a lot of the advertisements that you hear on the station.
Rally mode.
Yeah, it's funny.
Couple of
President Trump tweeted, too, this morning something that has had the stock market reacting in a positive way for most of the day about China.
Yeah. So, you know, news has come out that the G20 is next week in Japan, and he's supposed to be meeting with President Xi, and he's supposed to be meeting with Putin. While he is there, he tweeted today, had a very good telephone conversation with President Xi of China. We will be having an extended meeting next week at the G20 in Japan. Our respective teams will begin talks prior to our meeting. So that has created a little bit of optimism that something might get done as far as the tariffs and the trade war is concerned.
Yeah, it would be very nice to get that trade war over and done with. I said war like a Missourian there. War.
War.
War. Do you say, what do you,
chest.
What, I was going to say, what do you pull open to get your T-shirt out of?
The drawer.
Last night I kept saying, charge!
And as though this is contextual information that you need to know, Katie went to the ball game.
And my best friend was like, stop, will you please? I'm like, charge!
When you said drawer like that, you said it only out of the right side of your mouth.
I know.
Drawer.
It's not natural for me to speak that way.
Well, when we go to New York City.
But I knew
City,
what you were looking for.
Katie's gonna be a street entertainer.
I'll bring it.
Maybe you can just sit, talk in a St. Louis accent. Is it a St. Louis accent that's the sexiest, or is it Missouri? It was St. Louis, wasn't it?
It was St. Louis. It was the city. Yeah, it was the
city. We'll just go to New York City and grace people with the sound of our accent. Oop. 314-241-9797.
Oopsie daisy.
Sorry about that.
Didn't mean to be a ding dong.
That's like true. That's not even funny because it's silly.
So
it's
so bad because you know me so well.
Oh. Katie sometimes, depending on her mood, can use more colorful language, but she will not take the Lord's name in vain. Like, she makes a conscious effort to do that. I think Mama Bailey would be very proud to know that has translated into her work life.
Yep, I will not do that, but other types of language maybe sometimes
I think
slips
people
out.
People would refer to that as cute.
Cute.
Larry, thanks for calling the show.
Hey, Annie. Hey, I just want to talk to you about real quick on New York City.
Yeah.
Number one, don't be intimidated.
Okay.
Because yes, you got the Midwest in you, and that's a lot bigger than New York.
Amen. I like that. We'll bring that Midwestern sass.
Yeah, I got my brother-in-law lives in Battery Park. We visit him five or six times since he moved there. But here's a couple pointers for you. Number one, don't look up at all the tall buildings. Because when you do, you get solicited by everybody, and then they know you're from out of town, and these people come up to you and asking for money and all this goofy stuff. So don't look up.
Okay. That's good to know. I wouldn't have known that.
Yeah. Number two, wherever you're staying at, I'm not sure where you're staying at, but you can walk to a lot of cool restaurants and places that are really close, you know, maybe half a mile or something like that, but there are a lot of places probably close to where you're staying. And if not, just take a cab. They're everywhere, and they're really actually pretty cheap.
Okay, good.
You know, So that's it. Have fun.
Well, thank you, Larry, so much. We appreciate it. And I love the, we've got the Midwest in us, because boy, do we. Mm-hmm. We'll be really polite, but unmoved by any intimidation that we will fake that we don't have.
Correct.
It's a game plan. Roger, thanks for calling the show. Roger, you there?
Yeah. Hey, Annie. Thank you for putting me on. I moved to Connecticut. I go to New York all the time. If you've got your phone and maybe an Apple Watch, you're good to go and grab your Nikes. The other guy said it right. We're from the Midwest. We're way tougher. Don't worry about it.
I love it. Thank you so much for calling and for giving us that advice. It sounds like somebody tweeted at me. Gene on Twitter tweeted and said, don't look up at the skyscrapers either.
Hmm. I guess that would give us away.
We're going to need more tips.
Yeah. Because I'm going to be like,
Katie. What? Katie's going to be like Hillary Clinton at a DNC rally. Look at all the balloons. We are so screwed. We're so screwed.
Darn it.
Man, if Tyrus would walk around with us, he could like smack us around anytime we do like a non-New Yorker thing, because mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure we're going to be oozing with Midwesternism. Mm-hmm. But is that really a bad thing? I think bringing a little Midwest into New York City couldn't hurt. Right?
Yeah.
Nobody but you.
Oh, dang it. Did you see that story?
Everybody wants money. Just know that.
Yeah.
Everybody don't wants money.
Number one. We have the greatest income inequity in the history of the United States of America since 1902. And the fact of the matter is, there is plenty, plenty of money to go around. Plenty. The first thing I would do as president was eliminate the president's tax cut.
Piper Joe.
Everybody will offer to take your picture. Everybody will offer to, if they realize that you're a tourist, they will try to take your money.
They'll set it up. They're like, yeah, I'll take your picture really quickly. Yeah.
And then they'll be like, all right.
$5.
Did you see that story that I'm trying to find the headline, because I think it was like last week. Somebody, I feel like it was somebody in the Northwest who this woman was accosted or something, and she's like, I'm from St. Louis. And they backed off. Did you see that story?
No.
Man, I got to find it. Because like that somehow led the cred to be like, yeah, you don't want to mess with me.
Don't.
We're from the Lou, and we're proud and polite at the same time.
And you know what's crazy? We just had, and I think we already talked about this, but I'm saying it again. We just had this incredible rally on Saturday with 500,000 people or more. And there was maybe one arrest. There were no riots, nothing like that. I think that's great.
We need more rallies, because when we don't have rallies, there's all sorts of stuff.
Yeah. Really?
Not good. Well, I want to encourage you folks to go to 971talk.com/events and reserve your tickets for the Mark Cox Speaker Series event with J.J. Carafano and Hans von Spakovsky, taking place this Thursday, June 20th, at the J. Scheidegger Center at Lindenwood. And those are free tickets. Just want you to get them reserved. And there's going to be a lot of really interesting conversation taking place at that evening. And I think you're definitely going to want to be there. And also, I keep forgetting to talk about this. We have t-shirts.
And they're awesome.
And you can go to 971talk.com/merch and get yourself a t-shirt. I have seen some of these t-shirts in action, and I turn into a fangirl of you wearing that t-shirt when I see it, because it just makes me so happy. So if you're interested in getting a t-shirt to support the Annie Fry Show, 971talk.com/merch, and you can get yours shipped straight to you. I think it's $19.99. That includes all the shipping and everything. And the t-shirt is a quality t-shirt that you'll be happy to own. It'll be, as I say, the first one that you want to pull out of the laundry and put on when you've got all of your t-shirt options. This will be one that sits at the top. So go to 971talk.com/merch to get your Annie Fry Show t-shirt today, and wear it proudly. Send me a picture on Twitter, on Facebook. Make sure you connect with us on our social media accounts before we go to New York City, because Lord knows what's going to happen there. We don't. Podcast at radio.com. Dave Glover Show coming up next. I'm not America's
sweetheart. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.